Will our boy Naruto die? Let's find out in this chapter review of Boruto 51. Now let's get into a quick review. Now, as you know, last chapter we got Ishiki versus Naruto and Sasuke. So, you know, pick up right there. Now, exchange a few blows. Ishiki was dominating, as you know. Naruto and Sasuke pulled a few tricks. You know, thought they were gonna succeed. But, you know, they're dealing with Ishiki, you know, and Otsuki, who is said to be more powerful than Kaguya. I don't believe it, but, you know, it seems like the power scaling has gone to whack in Boruto. So, let's just agree with people for now. You know, I don't see it, at least not yet, but, yeah, listen, I know this is gonna get me upset in it. The power scaling seems to be off. Doesn't it seem to be off? Like, Naruto and Sasuke either got extremely weaker, or they, in the final fight in Naruto, when they in the fight, the war in Naruto, they were either just look overly powerful, but they weren't. They got weaker. I'm not know something went wrong, but anyway, you know, so you know, they traded blows. Ishiki was dominating, beating the shit out of this garbage ass Naruto and Sasuke. They've become completely garbage. You know, no skills whatsoever. You know, Ishiki was about to kill Sasuke at one point. He was about to put him out of commission. You know, he decided that the best way to get rid of these two pests was to divide and conquer. So, you know, he split them up. You know, leave Naruto somewhere far away and going in and Sasuke, he was gonna about to kill Sasuke when Boruto saved Sasuke's life. And Boruto managed to do that by figuring out something. You know, he figured out Ishiki's secret. So what he did was jump in front and Ishiki paused and he managed to take Sasuke away from danger. And through that, Boruto also confirmed what was Ishiki's plans and why he was unable to actually kill or hurt Boruto, right? And the reason was is that he wanted to use Boruto. So in this sense, Boruto had some leverage, you know, and so Boruto went on to threaten his own life and said that, "Leo, back off or I'll take my life." And the reason why Boruto's life is somewhat valuable right now to Ishiki is that Ishiki is Boruto's awakening karma. Potential karma being up also is a part of is necessary to fulfill part of Ishiki's plan. Right now, what is Ishiki's plan? So Ishiki, as you know, came here with Kaguya, you know, as the Otsukis do, to go around to, you know, feed or harvest the chakra and the life force from different planets and different stars. Right, so Ishiki came here to the earth with Kaguya and the plan was the same. Right, so what the reason why Boruto is now somewhat valuable is because Boruto figured out and Ishiki realized that okay, he has a karma seed, so he's a potential Otsuki, right? Otsuki Nama traveling pair, right? So he was planning to feed Boruto to the 10 tails in order to fertilize it to plant, because what we learned in this chapter is that as we all know, the 10 tail is how you get the chakra fruit, right? You get plant the 10 tails like a plant and it grows and it absorbs and sucks the life force energy from the earth and create this chakra fruit, which is basically the lifeline of the Otsukis. What they used to stay basically immortal and so powerful and superior to other races, right? And so according to the information we got this chapter is that the Otsukis traveling pair, because they normally need one of the Otsukis to use as fertilizer, you know, to feed to the 10 tails in order to fertilize it and then order to plant it in the earth, right? Ishiki was planning to do that himself. He was planning to sacrifice himself. That is why he needed a karma seal, so he could, you know, place his karma on someone and then feed himself to the 10 tails, and then eventually he would have come back from the dead, right? He would have come back from the dead, you know, through the karma seal, right? And that is why they travel in pair. This is why the Ishiki travel in pair. They now travel in the pair of one royal and a branch family. The branch family sacrifice to the tree. They leave their karma seal so that they can reincarnate, you know, and then they get the track, harvest the tracker fruit, and they leave the planet, because the planet will no longer be, what I should say, no longer be viable to live, because they have sucked the entire life force from that planet. Right, And makes sense, you know. At first, I was like, they just go around sacrificing their branch families. Wouldn't they just decide that, yo, that life like that is not good for us? But then, you know, with the karma in it, you realize it's not so bad, because at least they get to be reincarnated, right? And so that was Ishiki, was planning to use sacrifice himself and then place his karma seed, so that once the chakra fruit was growing, he could eventually take over, reincarnate back via karma, right? However, he wasn't. And then Boruto shows up and he was like, you know what? Boruto is even better, because Boruto, you know, is Momoshiki reincarnation, which is a lot more stronger. And Jigen body wasn't the best, you know, it wasn't the most suitable host for Ishiki, right? So he couldn't really bring out the most of his power. Therefore, he was happy when Boruto come around. So that is the reason why Boruto has some leverage right now. I'm not sure if I explained that the best, but that's what's happening right now. That was what was explained, right? And so that is where we are. That's where we are right now. You know, I was looking into this karma seed thing, and I was like, it's actually not outside the realm of possibility. You know, like, if you look at all humans procreate, like, you know, sperms from the father fertilize the female egg. You know, that's DNA information that's encoded in DNA that is being passed on to that offspring. That means that the offspring is going to get some traits of the father and some of the mother. The only difference is that we do not have a way to pass on our consciousness. However, we can pass on our DNA, genetic DNA. And you could say a little bit of our consciousness, because eventually some of our consciousness is written. Well, I wouldn't say consciousness, but intent. Like, what were you good at? If your father was someone who was strong physically, because he worked a lot, and you know, some of that strength might be, you know, passed on, that information might be passed on via DNA. That's what I think, right? That is also why evolution makes sense, right? And this isn't really an argument, this is just like a little science. This is why evolution makes sense. Let's say, for instance, you know, height is unnecessary. You live in an environment where height is necessary, right? If your parents are tall because they live in an environment where height is necessary, they pass on the threat, that trait, right? And so forth. Anyway, so that's Ishiki's plan, you know, to feed Boruto to the 10 tiers, right? So, but he still needs his karma seal, because, as again, he's going to die anytime soon, because Jigen's body is weak. And right now, that's what Naruto and Sasuke is trying to do, buy time until he eventually runs out of life force in this Jigen body, right? So, Naruto, as we know, came to and realized that, listen, you're going to have to make a big sacrifice, because Jigen is, Ishiki is beating our asses. He's making us look like garbage collectors, right? He's doing us bad, and the situation is looking dire. You know, they don't have the strength to hold him any longer in their current conditions, and so therefore they need something extreme, something much more powerful. And Naruto was like, yo, okay, I guess I'm gonna have to sacrifice my life in order to keep hold you here as long as possible, in order to for your life energy and your life force to run out, right? And Ishiki was like, yo, just all your guys have to do is pass and thing there to me and you will be fine. And he was like, nah, we ain't doing that. I'm the Okage and I have to protect everyone and all of that good stuff, and all those nice stuff. And so therefore Kumara was like, okay, Naruto, are you sure that you were willing to sacrifice your life? Are you sure about this? And he was like, yeah, I'm the Okage, and in a moment I took on this job, you know, I was willing to die at any moment. As a matter of fact, the moment I became a ninja, it was something that I was prepared to do. And so therefore, in Naruto's final form, you know, Kurama said that the reason why I never tell Naruto about this was because this is a sure fire death. You know, you're sure to die once you use this form. And so therefore he never told Naruto about it, or never used it, right? Because it would be sure to take Naruto's life. And so therefore this is the final Kurama form, I think, until we need a next final form. And what I'm thinking this form is that is Naruto is becoming, instead of just taking the chakra, that which he normally do, taking chakra, like, you know, the energy from the fox, channeling the fox, the Ninetales fox, and Kurama energy, I think he's now become allowing Kurama to fully possess him, you know, to become, take part, not just in chakra, but giant flesh. Because if you see the design, it's almost like he's becoming the fox himself, you know, like physically morphed into the fox. It wasn't just a chakra replica. And I guess that is why it's so, Kurama is saying it's a last ditch thing, because now these people body are linked together. He can no longer be, I'm wondering if it's a permanent metamorphosis, you know, where his body is now gone and do a extreme change, a new change, a metamorphosis, where he's a brand new person and he's either going to die as a result or remain permanently in this state. I'm not sure. I'm guessing it's going to use up his human life force, because the fox is more of a divine beast, you know, came from the original Ten-Tails, right? So I'm guessing that because the fox is more of a divine beast, it's going to deteriorate Naruto's human body a lot faster. That's my theory. All right, so that's pretty much the recap for this chapter. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys for the next Boruto review. Make sure you guys stay tuned to the anime podcast. Subscribe to me wherever you're listening to this. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, Castbox, Google Podcasts. We're at Podbean. We're all over the place. You know, we're on a couple podcast platforms. So wherever you're listening to this, we would love it, and I would appreciate it if you follow, subscribe to me at these places. Also, if you're feeling generous, you can, you know, support this podcast by donating, alright? So there's a link in the description. So, you know, do that for us. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.